Hi everybody, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Mary Emerson. This is my first experience editing. I'm kind of doing things a little bit strangely here. I'm recording with Recall Pro, and I'm going to do this in segments. I've made a podcast, and I want to try to... I'm probably going to end up using Studio Recorder to blend the prologue and afterward, I guess you would call it, before and after the podcast. So I'm hoping this will work all right. I think I'm going to try using Studio Recorder since it does have a file insert function. And I'm hoping this will work. I think I'm going to have to normalize all of this as I do it, because I think the volume is going to be different. What I did this morning was I did a podcast. First of all, it's November the 12th. I did a very short podcast of me going in and out doing a couple of things, just so people could get a feel for where I live, since they've heard a little bit about what it's like inside my apartment. I thought I'd run out and do a couple of mundane sorts of things. And then at the very end, I will probably add one or two things in reference to some stuff that I mentioned on the podcast. One of the things that I did was to go to the laundry room and put some stuff in the dryer that I had previously put in the washing machine. And I need to mention that there are lint catcher containers in the front of the dryers. I didn't make that real clear. But very often people will take stuff out and they'll forget to clean out the lint filters. So that was something I briefly did this morning. And it took a while for me to get used to doing things this way, because you have to have some way of getting your stuff to and from the laundry room, and you have to take everything outside. So what I usually do is I have a cart that has a lining, and the lining has a hood over the top of it, and I don't think it's transparent, so people can't really see what you have in there. But since the cart was rather noisy, I decided that I would just do the middle of my cycle, which is to walk over there and transport the clothes from one machine to the other and then leave, and that way you wouldn't have to hear the noisy cart that I usually pull behind me with one hand and use a cane with the other. So that's what I wanted to do this morning. I want to make it rather quick. So hopefully this will work out. This is my first experience with doing some editing and fooling around with sound in some of these programs, so I hope it'll work. I'll play it back before I send it out. I don't want to send junk that doesn't sound too good. So that's the beginning of this section, and now we're going to get into the podcast. Good morning, Blind Cool Tech. This is Mary Emerson. I have a couple of rather mundane things I need to do this morning, so I thought I would take you with me. This is only going to be probably about a 10-minute long podcast, but I need to take some laundry out of the washer and put it in the dryer, and I also need to mail some Star Trek episodes back. And I thought, since I'm just going to be walking around the apartment complex, I would go do that. And I don't know who's going to be in the laundry room, if anybody. If there is somebody in there, then I'm just going to put this on pause so that I won't be bothering them, because some of the people that live here probably would be scared if they saw this tape recorder around my neck. And what am I, CIA or something? Some of these people are from foreign countries and they don't speak English very well. That's a whole different podcast in itself, I suppose, or I could append it to this one. When I was recording this, I had the recorder around my neck, so I got the left and right reversed, so you need to take note of that when you're listening. But anyway, I'm about to leave. I've got my cane with a roller tip on the end of it. And opening my door. And we're now out on my little breezeway here. There are two apartments about 6 feet across from each other. And we're walking out toward the main sidewalk. And turning left. And it's fairly quiet this morning. I'm going away from the street. And it's a really cool day today, probably in the 40s, with a little bit of a breeze. It's supposed to get warmer this morning. I think they're even saying it's going to be in the 70s, but the very low 70s, since it's the 12th of November. And I decided to do this particular phase of doing laundry because usually if I'm bringing stuff to the laundry room or taking it back, I have a cart that I pull behind me. It tends to be rather noisy. I'm turning right, and if I were to keep going straight, I'd end up in the parking lot with the trash. But it doesn't sound like anybody's in the laundry room today. At least not yet. I left the door open, and it still is open. As you walk in here on the left, there are 6 washing machines lined up. On the right is a big table and a trash bin. And towards the back, where the last 3 washers are, there are 6 dryers. 2 of them are stacked on top of each other, so you have 3 pairs of 2. I am opening a washing machine. I'm also going to check on these dryers to see if there's anything in here. No, there isn't. I usually use the upper one. There is an upper and a lower dryer, as I said, since these are... Whoops. Sorry about that. That was a door that was open. And I'm throwing some lint in the trash. There are 3 pairs of 2 dryers in here. When I first started to use this facility, I had to come in here and figure things out on my own. I just came in here on a morning when nobody was in here. I have my own washer and dryer, but they did a building inspection a few years ago and determined that I am not supposed to use my washer and dryer. Sorry about that. I'm putting stuff in. I think it hit the tape recorder. After using my machines for about 20 years, they discovered that it's against city regulations to have your own machine unless you are able to vent it properly so that the exhaust goes outside of the apartment. Let me pause this for a second. Okay, I've got everything in the dryer. These machines are fairly basic. In the washers, you've got one dial for temperature, either hot, warm, or cold, and the dry and the cycle. Regular, permanent press, or delicate. And I usually run everything on warm, permanent press. And here, it's $1.25 for a wash, 75 cents for drying. And the dryer has one dial. It's on hot. I'm going to set it to a little warmer than warm. And these cycles take 35 minutes for a wash and probably about 45 for drying, but it's usually done after half an hour. And I've got it on the warm, little warmer than warm cycle. It's hot, warmer, warm, and cold. And I'm putting the coins in the dryer right now. 75 cents. Closing that up. And I think we're all set. The lint filter's cleaned out. Some people don't do that. And I'm just shutting the door, pushing the coins in, and pushing the on button. And on it goes. And I think we're all done here. Let me double check one more time, make sure that I don't have anything in the washer left over. Nope, didn't drop anything, so I'm out the door. I'm off to the mailboxes. I need to mail these two Star Trek DVDs back to Netflix. I can't mail talking books with this particular mailbox because the slot is too small. For that, I have to go to the corner of the street, which is about a 15-minute walk, as you have to go past a shopping center and the bus stop. But anyway, we're going past the sidewalk that I would usually go to go home. And we're passing the swimming pool on the right and more apartments on the left. And I'm digging out my two little envelopes to mail the DVDs back. It's just so wonderfully quiet this morning. And of course, I'm not real near the street right now, so it is kind of quiet. And we're at the mailboxes. There is one that is used for mailing things back, for mail to go out. And I'm sliding one in there right now. And then the other one is going in. There we go. Okay. And we're all done with that. And we're going to walk home. I have no idea how this is coming out. I'm just wearing this around my neck, as I've done before. When I was inside walking and doing things at home, it's a real handy way to use this little DS2. I noticed they've been sending out the DS10 or the WS310s recently, so I guess they're available. I don't know why it's taking the 320s so long to become available, but it certainly is. I'm real anxious to get that machine, even if the stereo quality isn't the best. Sounds good enough for my purposes, though, so I think I'll be quite content with it. My building has 12 apartments. It's the second one from the street, which is kind of nice in some ways, but in other ways it isn't, because you've got traffic sounds all the time. If I want to sit out on my patio, I can't do it in a quiet environment. I have street traffic. We are almost turning in now to my little alcove. I'm walking up to my door. And I think there are about 184 apartments in this complex. It's quite large. There are vast areas that I know nothing about. But everything that I need to know is easy to get to. I've lived here for over 20 years, so it's kind of neat. Anyway, okay, now we're back in here. And I'm going to go ahead and stop this and see how it came out. And I hope that some of it made a little bit of sense. So, anyway, hope you found this reasonably interesting. I don't know that it was. I guess you could just call it mundane. So I hope that all of you have a good day, and thank you for listening. I may as well let the clock chime for you. It's a Howard Miller chime clock, which I think you can hear it. It's 7:45, I believe. 7:15. Anyway, have a good one, and I'll talk to you again whenever. Bye for this time. Okay, we're home now, and this is my second time, actually my third time trying to do this. I messed up because I tried to do an insert, and it didn't work correctly, so I guess that's just something you have to deal with audio recording, especially when you're just starting out. One of the comments I wanted to make as sort of an afterword to the podcast is that there is a service that will let you subscribe on the internet to a coin ordering service where if you happen to use a lot of quarters, for example, you can have them automatically send you every couple of months either one or two rolls of quarters. And these are mint coins, and each roll of $10 worth of quarters is has a theme, a certain state. I guess they're going through and doing different state quarters. You can either have them send you one roll or a set of two rolls. And it's very convenient if you don't want to have to go to a bank, especially if you live in an area where it's not convenient or it's very cold in the winter and you don't want to go out. The website is www.mintstatecoins.com. It's MINTSTATECOINS. And I find it very convenient to just have them send me $20 worth of quarters. Now, obviously, it's $4 or $5 shipping charge in addition to that. So, you know, despite that, I think it's a pretty good deal. Because you don't have to be running out, you know, or trying to find a ride or something like that. There are a number of these services on the internet. This particular site at the top, it'll say Mint State Quarters rather than Mint State Coins. And when you first look at it, you think it's not very accessible, but if you poke around on it, it'll be pretty easy to deal with. The other thing that I brought up briefly was the subject of people from other cultures coming to your country, whatever country you live in, and not knowing anything about your culture and reacting to you as a blind person or somebody with a disability in a rather strange manner. This is something that I suppose has brought up a great deal of controversy and difficulty over the years. And I had an experience about a month ago where I was just simply going out to take the trash out, and there was a gentleman moving in to this apartment complex, and he and I were having a very calm, reasonable conversation. He had a truck with a ramp, and the ramp was pulled up to the ramp of the curb so that he could roll things out of the truck, up the ramp of the curb, and into his apartment. Well, I was standing with him beside the truck, and all of a sudden somebody who was speaking a foreign language started running at me, sounding like he was about to have a heart attack. He sounded almost hysterical. I thought he was going to grab me or something, and I was standing there waving my cane at him to try to keep him away from me. I didn't know what he was planning to do, if he was going to grab me or what. But he finally went away after he saw that the individual I had been speaking with had been so calm about things, and he just simply asked, did he need to move the truck? And I said, no, don't worry about it. I just simply walked around the truck, did what I needed to do, went back to the curb, and stepped up, and as soon as I got away from the truck, I heard this car door slam across a parking lot, and I can imagine that the foreign individual was probably standing by his car watching me, making sure that I didn't fall into the truck or fall down or something. But this is something that we run into quite frequently, and I have even run into it in the laundry room where I had been, you know, doing different things, and there was this one Spanish lady who was standing about 2 feet away from me, and I could feel her eyes on me while I was doing the stuff that I was doing. I don't know if she thought I was going to pour detergent into my eyes or something, or what she was thinking. But I finally, you know, got away and was glad to be out of there. So it was a very strange experience, but it is something that we need to deal with, and I'm sure there have been numerous discussions about this. It's hard to be civil to these people because you can't really communicate with them. On the other hand, you have to just be as basic as you can, try to keep them away from me because you don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure that as dog users, some of you have some experiences to relate on this subject, which maybe after you think about them for a while, they're amusing, but when you're going through the experience, it's not very funny. I would imagine especially taking a guide dog into a restaurant that is owned by one of these individuals who doesn't have much of a command of the American or Australian or New Zealand or British culture or whatever country you happen to live in, neither do they understand the language very well, so I am sure it must be difficult. But I did bring this up in the podcast, and I wanted to just mention it here. If you have any comments on all of this, I suppose the best thing to do would just be to send it to the BCT list. If you would rather just send me an email comment directly, then you can send it to Mary Emerson at sbcglobal.net. That's MaryEmerson at sbcglobal.net. And I'd be glad to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I hope I can get this stuff edited properly. This is my first time doing